Morning Watch, Chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, The Kernel of the Bible, Week 2. The result of our justification, the full enjoyment of God in Christ as our life. Saturday, related verses. 1 Peter 5, 10 through 11. But the God of all grace, He who has called you into His eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. To Him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4, 13 through 18. And having the same spirit of faith according to that which is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Knowing that He who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will make us stand before Him with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace which has abounded through the greater number may cause the thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us, more and more surpassingly, an eternal weight of glory. Because we do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Related reading. All grace in 1 Peter 5:10 refers to the riches of the bountiful supply of the divine life in many aspects ministered to us in many steps of the divine operation on and in us in God's economy. The initial step is to call us, and the consummate step is to glorify us, as mentioned here in who has called you into His eternal glory. Between these two steps are God's loving care while He is disciplining us, and His perfecting, establishing, strengthening, and grounding work in us. All these divine acts, the bountiful supply of the divine life, is ministered to us as grace in varied experiences. In Christ Jesus indicates that the God of all grace went through all the processes of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension to accomplish the complete and full redemption that He may bring His redeemed people into an organic union with Himself. Thus, they can participate in the riches of the triune God as their enjoyment. All the steps of the divine operation are in Christ, who is the embodiment of the triune God and who became the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit as the bountiful life supply to us. It is in this Christ, through His all-inclusive redemption and based on all His achievements, that God can be the God of all grace to call us into His eternal glory and to perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground us in the triune God as the solid foundation, thus enabling us to attain His glorious goal. How excellent is His perfecting, establishing, strengthening, and grounding work in us. This is all accomplished through His all grace, which is the true grace. What is this hope? It is the hope that one day we will all be brought into the glory of God. Although we stand in grace and walk in peace, we are not yet in glory. But one day we will be brought into glory. Whenever God is expressed, that is glory. It is very similar to the expression of the electrical current in a light bulb. The expression of electricity is the glory of electricity. We cannot see electricity itself, but the shining of electricity in the lights is the expression, the glory of electricity. Likewise, glory is God expressed. This glory is coming, and nothing can compare with it. Several verses show us that God will bring many sons into glory. Here and now, we enjoy God because of the hope of this coming glory. While we are enjoying Him, we hope for the glory to come. As we enjoy God in this way, we are being saved in His life. Daily, we need to be saved from so many negative things. We need to be saved from our temper and ourself. As we enjoy God in our sufferings, we need the saving in His life. We need to be saved in His life from the besetting sin, that is, to be freed from the law of sin and death. We need to be saved in His life from being worldly, that is, to be sanctified. We need to be saved in His life from our natural being, that is, to be transformed from our natural life. We need to be saved in His life from being self-like, that is, to be conformed to the image of Christ, the firstborn Son of God. And we need to be saved in His life from being individualistic, that is, to be built up with others into one body. These are the savings in the life of Christ. This kind of saving in life is the main enjoyment that we have in God. Justification has brought us into the realm of enjoyment. In this realm, we stand in grace, walk in peace, suffer in hope, and enjoy God in our tribulations. While we are suffering and enjoying, we are being saved in His life. This is the issue of justification.